It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also broadcasting on the web live. And Wanda, did you hear from Bob? Why he didn't show last week?
I think he's traveling somewhere on the mainland.
Oh, okay.
And he said he was going to call in this week.
Okay. For your AC on your car, folks, I recommend spraying disinfectant spray into the AC duct in front of the windshield with the engine running, AC on. But nobody in the car now. Okay? You can get an excellent, excellent disinfectant spray from Crestec Cleaning Center. They have the best disinfectant spray. Really, really strong. Okay? And you should do that once a month. That keeps you healthy. Now, before you cross the street, look both ways. Lots and lots of people don't have money to fix their brakes, so they're not fixing their brakes. The brakes is not safe. The pedal go through the metal, and they pump it to make it stop. So please look both ways and let people know. The hell with what the lawmakers are saying, that the pedestrian has the right of way. Hey, don't be dead right. Look both ways. Make sure that car is going to stop. There's lots and lots of people that can't afford it because of the economy, and they can't fix the brakes. They shouldn't be driving, but they're driving. So please pass the word on. Be careful. Do not cross in front of a car if you don't see them stopping. Okay? And don't ride your brakes down the hills, folks. Riding the brakes down the hill will cause it to heat up and fade. Fade means it will not grab. You will have a brake pedal, but it will not stop. So don't ride the brakes down the hill. Okay? Have your brakes serviced every 2 years. Servicing is flushing out all the fluids and making sure all the mechanism is working properly. Have it checked once every 2 years. Okay? Now, there's a big bowling tournament coming up this coming week in Las Vegas. It's the Jamba tournament. It's a big tournament, and about 1,000 people participate. How come we don't have it in Hawaii? The reason we don't have it in Hawaii is because we don't have a bowling alley that will accommodate them. We need 60 lanes or better. So that would bring in money, and I think the legislature and lawmakers should be concentrating on the economy more than other penny-ante stuff, like that civil rights bill and all that. I mean, they got to look at money. How are they going to bring in money? We're losing all the tournaments and whatever in Hawaii. I want to know how we're going to get money. Raise taxes? Right. Give me a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. If you got a question, comment, whatever. I recommend checking and keeping your air filter clean. Gas prices is on its way up. Think, folks, if the filter has a little bit dust, it's going to eat gasoline. The more air, the less gas. Okay? I recommend changing that air filter to K&N air filter. K&N will give you better gas mileage. And it's a lifetime filter. You don't have to ever, ever buy another one again. Good thing. Good stuff. Okay? Check your lights, folks. At least once a week. Have a friend, a spouse, whatever, kids. Check your lights. Step on the brakes, put on the headlights, and stuff like that. HPD is tagging for lights that are out. Now, how do you know your headlight is out or your tail light is out? You can't see it, but check it. It's a $45 fine. So check your lights. That's the way the lawmakers want to make money from you. Instead of looking for programs that will bring money into the state of Hawaii, they tag you and me for manini kind of stuff, like your taillight's out. One taillight bulb is out, so they tag you for that. $45, folks. Go check it. I see a lot, lots and lots of people that are driving around with one headlight, one tail light, and all that. Check it out. Okay? Now, Shelby GT350 Mustang 2011. It's a beautiful, beautiful car. They're going to start to produce them now. But the trick is, you got to buy the car, a GT Ford Mustang, and have the dealer send it to Carroll Shelby's plant in Las Vegas, and they will convert your car into a Shelby Cobra. The cost, a mere $33,000 to have it converted. But if you think about it, it's worth it, because that's motor, brakes, transmission, differential, wheels, the whole nine yards. It's a deal. Okay, so check it out. Now, a lot of people, especially boaters, are saying that ethanol is not good because it attracts water. You know, when water gets into your gasoline, the ethanol separates from the gasoline and goes into the water. The water becomes flammable. So what's up with this? I can guarantee you, you will never know if you got water in the gas with ethanol in there, because the car will keep on running. It won't run so good, but it'll run. But if it was just gas with no ethanol, like they're selling, ethanol-free gas, no ethanol in the gas, if water gets into that gas, you will stall. It will not just run bad, but it just stalls, because you cannot burn water. Okay, and water goes to the bottom of the tank. And that's where the pickup is. A lot of people think the pickup is on the top of the gasoline. Think, if it's on the top, to the bottom, I don't know about this. Really. Give me a call at 296-5467. And check out Cresta Cleaning Center. It has lots and lots of good stuff, like window cleaners and all kind of cleaners for everything you can think of. And it has that good cleaner, that Degreaser 2000, that I recommend using for cleaning your garage floors and wheels and stuff like that. Real good. Really, really good. Okay? And Mario Yano has this lock thing that goes into the trailer hitch. You can keep your spare keys and whatever in there, especially of those people that go to the beach, go surfing or fishing. You got someplace to leave your valuables and nobody can get to it. Give him a call at 497-7777. 39. It's an excellent, good idea. How to keep your keys while you're at the beach. Okay? So, anyway. Wanda, you have a trivia for Crested Cleaning Center?
Okay. How about this one? Which nobody got the answer last time. What percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
Nobody got that?
No.
The prize is donated by Crested Cleaning Center. And it's good prizes, folks. Give a guess. It's just a number. All she can say is call back and try again. Auto theft is up, along with gasoline prices. A question I have for you folks. You complain like heck about gas prices. But tell me, anybody out there, tell me what you're going to do if the gas price went to $10 a gallon. You're not going to drive? You're going to catch the bus? Well, guess what? Bus price is going to go up too. Also, food prices is going to go up. Food prices is controlled by the oil price. The delivering of goods to the grocery stores, to Safeway, Foodland, and all that. The delivery charge is going to go up. So will the price of food. So what's preventing the oil companies from saying, hey, we're going to charge $6 a gallon? What are you going to do about it? What can you do about it? Hawaii is at the mercy of the oil company. Whatever the oil company say, I want to charge you, you're going to have to buy it. Think about it, folks. If I told you back in 1965, gasoline is going to be $4 a gallon, everybody would think I'm crazy. Because back in 65, the gasoline was, what, 50 cents a gallon? Well, it's going up. It's $3.55. It's not going to come down. So, it's a reality. Think about that. When does it stop? Okay, let's go to calls.
We have John from Waipio.
Hi, John.
Oh, hi. How are you today?
Okay, and yourself?
Oh, pretty well. I was listening to your show, and I want to thank you for talking about pedestrians who walk out into the roads and expect to be invulnerable to anything that comes down. I want to thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
And my second thing, which is more important, is the civil union that's coming up. What negative prospects or future things are going to happen from this? I'm hearing myself on the radio. Got to turn it down. Turning the radio down.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of opposition to these civil unions. So, what predictions? What negative predictions are going to come of that?
Well, you know, when you allow lawmakers or people to go in one direction more than they should, they use that as an advantage to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
They take advantage of that. And for everything put aside for now, I think the priority thing right now on the table should be how the hell are you going to get money into the state of Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
That is number one and foremost. They're not looking at it.
Okay, so then why did the majority of the Senate not agree with what you just said?
Well, you look at them. I talked to them about doing ethanol in Hawaii. They said, no, we don't want more business in Hawaii. They said exactly that. We don't want more businesses in Hawaii. How the hell do you expect to get money into Hawaii when you cancel businesses?
You don't.
You got it. What are we going to do? We can't get in our car and drive to the next state.
No, but...
The next thing they're going to do is raise taxes. If you look back at Orange County, California,
mm-hmm.
they went bankrupt. And the federal government said, you cannot go bankrupt. Raise taxes. And that's what they did.
And taxes have to have a source, though, and business would be the source.
Right. But they raised taxes, so businesses in Orange County moved out. I know that for a fact because I have a lot of friends that was in business in Orange County and moved out.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when they move out? That place goes to ghost town.
Okay. Other thing about the civil union now. What about teaching of men with men and women with women in schools? Is that going to be one of the next steps?
That's right. See, back in 94, I ran for governor. And they asked me that same question, whether I was for gay rights or not. And I looked at them and I said, if you find me animals that are gay, I'm for it.
Okay.
Simple. And I don't think God made it to be that way.
No, I don't think so either. And I was at the demonstrations, if you the attendance there in front of the Capitol building, and what can I say? I'm not for it. I do not see a good future for it, but I wanted to hear more of this spoken out to the general public so that, you know, whoever's listening to you, they get up and make themselves known that the majority of people in Hawaii do not want this.
Mm-hmm. But do you think the lawmakers listen?
No, because I heard that they equate this as the same thing as equality, like women getting their vote, which is not the correct equation.
No, not same.
No, but that's what was written in the newspaper.
I know. It's sad. You know, I've talked to these legislatures, and I told them, you know, how about doing a Waikiki Grand Prix race? That will bring in tons of money to Hawaii. Oh, we don't know how to do it, so we won't do it. What an answer. I mean, if you had a business and you told your employee, hey, Joe, go do this, and he tells you, oh, I don't know how to do it.
Get another employee.
You got it. Exactly. That's what we should do. These guys here don't know how to run a state. It's so simple. Just look at what Las Vegas is doing and follow. Simple.
Well, not everything that lost.
No. What I mean is the functions.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like they have motor speedways. They have tons of tournament type bowling alleys, all of that stuff. They have golf courses going on. They have all kind of events going on.
Okay.
We got a convention center that is a ghost town.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
What did we spend money on that for? It doesn't make sense. It's so idiotic. It's like building a hotel and there's nobody in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I mean, we got to do something. We can't sit here on our hands and say, well, something will fly in soon.
Something will fly in, not now that Japan Airlines has gone bankrupt. Is that correct?
Yes. What next?
That does not help us.
That's right. But who's listening? I don't hear anybody saying anything.
Take a poll. Take a poll of who's listening to your station.
There's a lot of people listen to my station, but they don't listen. If you know what I mean.
Well, it's time for people to not sit around anymore and get active.
That's right. That's
my wife and I. My wife and I are becoming more proactive. I've never really been active in political.
Good for you.
But now we are.
Good. I'm glad.
Oh, and here's another little tidbit. Good people, good biographies to study would be for the general public who's listening right now. Good biographies to study would be John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Madison, basically all of our founding fathers, so we can get an idea of what America was originally intended to be.
Right.
So, my wife and I are doing that as well.
Good.
Well, thank you very much for letting me speak.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha.
Good afternoon.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I saved my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, giddy up.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Pfluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Since 1978, Pearl City Transmission has proved quality, dedication, and exceptional service to their customers. Pearl City Transmission has grown to meet the needs of their customers with a 12,000 square foot location in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Ian Nakashima, with the help of his family and a crew of expert technicians, gives you top-notch diagnostic services and repairs. Be aware of imitators and remember there's only one Pearl City Transmission. Pearl City Transmission in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Call them at 671-8767.
She's real fine, my okay, boy. We're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob is back.
Oh.
I'm back. The island is safe again.
Okay.
Well, George, you know, I'm actually speechless. I mean, you threw out so much stuff in the opening of the show, I don't even know where to begin.
Well, I did that so that you don't know where to begin.
Well, I'm going to take the last thing. The whole gay thing, I'm just going to tell you, it's going to happen. The reason it's going to happen is it's squeaky wheel and politicians want to get reelected. And the gay community is active. They're in their faces all the time, and they vote. And remember, we've had people call in to say, "Oh, I don't vote, and shouldn't have to vote." Mm-hmm. They're supposed to look out for me, folks.
They don't.
The people there will do whatever they need to get reelected. I mean, come on, let's be honest with ourselves. What politician is out there doing everything? The right stuff, getting people pissed off, and then saying, well, you know what, I'm just going to run one term, and I'm going to do the right thing, and then I'm going back to work. Which, as a previous caller said, if you looked at the way the government was set up, you're not supposed to be there forever. It's set up so that businessmen, right, business mm-hmm. people, are the only people who could afford to take a year or two off, or rich people could take 6 years, go to Congress, do stuff that concerned the nation, not the states, and then come back. And the representatives, which would be your farmers, went for 2 years to do what concerned the nation and did stuff for the benefit of businesses, because businesses is what makes the country work.
Don't work that way, Bob.
But we lost it because yep. people don't learn this stuff. And like he said, folks, you need to read this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's they had such a simple, if you read the, like, Declaration of Independence.
But people are too lazy to read, Bob.
But I'm telling you, George, you know, it's so simple. It's
I know
written
it is.
Out in plain English. It's I not hard it to interpret. And it was the most brilliant document that was ever written. It's so plain. And yet every day we get people throwing it in our faces, oh, you don't know about free speech, and you got to give me this, and this is that, and you got to do that, and this isn't that.
Okay, Bob. We got it.
Okay, now, I just have one last thing to say, and I know this is going to make everybody mad, but I want you to think about this, because I've been thinking about this all week. We got homeless people living in Hawaii, but yet the Haitians, which I'm not saying they got, I know they got trouble. How do they raise millions and millions of dollars in a day? But yet we drive past homeless people every day and we can't figure out what to do with them. That's my thought.
That's a good one, Bob.
Okay. Anyway, on that note, take care of yourselves. Folks, read the Constitution. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, he's right, you know. What about our own backyard? Okay, who's next?
We got Jimmy from Mililani.
Hi, Jimmy. What happened?
Jimmy?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I have an Odyssey, a brand new Odyssey, and I wonder the paint job that they do on the, at the factory. Does it need waxing? Do they still have to wax the car?
Oh yeah.
I thought that sealer was supposed to be protect the car from ultraviolet rays and all that kind of stuff.
Jimmy, look around. You see all the cars around you, all the thing peeling?
Well, some of them, yeah.
Lots of them. It's because those people don't wax the car.
Is that it?
Yeah. The UV rays from the sun today is even stronger than before. And it burns the life out of your paint.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You got to rejuvenate the paint by replenishing the wax.
Well, they say that the paint they use now is superior to what they used years ago.
And no, it's better, but it cannot withstand the beatings from the sun.
Oh, I see. Okay. One more thing I wanted to ask you is that when I took my car in for service, they said that besides the oil change and things like that, they said that they might have a problem with the transmission. For the Odyssey and the new Hondas.
And yeah, they do have a problem.
Do you know what it is? You have any idea?
Yes. When they manufactured the transmission, they boo-booed on the oil galleys.
Okay.
So that's why I've been telling people, but people don't listen, to flush the trans oil with Royal Purple. Royal Purple oil in there, you will have no problems with the transmission. That's a proven fact. I have several listeners that have done that, and they have no problems with the trans.
And you can do that. You can flush it out.
Yep.
Oh, I see. But, you know, I was thinking that since the oil is new, shouldn't I wait about a year or so before I do that?
Nope.
No?
Sooner the better.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. You know, got a lot on your plate today. I don't know where to start. But let's start with, this past week they had that whale that washed up on the beach.
Yep.
And what did he do with it? They buried it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we burying it? You know, that's whale blubber. Isn't that what they used in the old days to, light? Use the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we burning it in H-Power and using it for fuel?
Good idea.
You know, why are we burying this stuff? We should be, you know, it's a natural thing.
Mm.
We should be burning it. And why don't we have more H-Power, you know?
Because they don't know how to use it.
You know, we only burn 25% of the rubbish that's generated. 25%. Why aren't we burning, 75% and putting 25%. In fact, you should burn it all, and then whatever's left is we put in the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? And they said they don't have money for the H power, but we have money to pay people to take it off the island. They're paying how many millions?
Don't make sense, yeah.
Yeah, why are we paying to ship it away? Why don't we use that money to build more H powers and burn this thing?
I think because they don't know how to do it.
You know, and then we kill two birds with one stone. We have a power source. We get rid of the rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Less landfill.
So simple. It's so simple. But, you know, to them, the lawmakers, it is very complicating.
It's a no-brainer. I mean,
more
H power. They said they don't have money for H power, but yet, well, where's the money coming to send the rubbish away?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're packing the rubbish and sending it away?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
The next subject I want to move on is, I know I talked to you and Tracy, your guest, a couple of weeks ago, or several weeks. I know you was on last week, but about voting.
Mm-hmm.
And we got into it about, I guess I got misunderstood. It's not that I don't believe in voting. Because I do vote. But I think voting is only half of it. We got to get more people running. Because if you got two guys that's the same thing, it's just like that's why people are not voting. It's like it doesn't matter who you vote for. You got the same guys running for office.
Yeah.
right?
Well, there is a lot more running.
Well, say for pick something like, you know, governor or governor's office.
Okay.
I mean,
how many people do you think is running for governor?
I have no idea. I say about a handful.
There's about 12.
You know.
There's 12 people running. But the news media will not and will never put that out. They only pick and choose who they want. A good example is when I ran for mayor in 2008, they put only 3 people up there. There were 9. Why? Why didn't they put 5 up?
You're correct.
See? That's why they purposely, to me, they purposely do it to kill the voters so that the voters don't vote.
Because we only got the Republicans and the Democrats. It is more of the same.
There's a lot more running. If you go and find out from the elections committee who's running, you're going to be surprised. There's a whole bunch. And it's the fault of the newspaper, the TV, and everything, all the media. That's their fault. So you can't blame so much the voters don't want to vote because only 3 people running. No, there's a lot more running.
Right.
But it's the news media that fail to inform the public. And it's their job to inform the public of everything, not just what they want.
Right.
So,
and
go figure.
The part I guess I got misunderstood between Tracy was, it's not that I don't believe in voting, but what I'm saying is voting is part of it. Having candidates run is part of it. But the other thing is, no matter who gets voted in, they work for us.
That's right.
The thing. We got to make them do what we, the people, want to have done, not what they have special interest want to do.
Exactly.
That's the other part. We got to get them, you know, and they intimidate people by saying, do you vote? You know, that shouldn't even be a question.
That's
once
right.
They're in, it doesn't matter whether you voted for them or that's the thing I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
right.
matter who we voted for them or whether you voted. They're our representatives.
Yep.
Now,
you're
once
right.
they're in, they should be doing what we want. It shouldn't be, well, you didn't vote, so you shouldn't say anything.
Mm-hmm. You're you right.
Know, once they're in, hey, they ran for the office. They asked to be put into this office. They volunteered to be put into this office.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be listening to what we want. Whether you, in other words, it's like saying, if you asking people whether you voted, like, they might as well say, did you vote for me? Well, if you didn't vote for me,
Forget it.
So it doesn't matter whether you voted for them or you didn't vote for them or whether you voted at all. I mean, once they're in, they're supposed to be doing what the people want.
While you're on that subject.
That's my point.
Yeah, while you're on that subject, do you know that the racetrack issue is coming up?
I've heard, I've been listening to your show, but...
Hawaii Racer Park is doomed. It's really demolished by the former managers and owners. They made it so bad that the expense of reopening Hawaii Racer Park would be in the $6 million mark. So that's out of the question. And the feedlot is also going up, or did go up for sale, and it's gone. So if those two are gone, you may as well forget about a racetrack on Oahu.
Well, I have an idea. It's like thinking outside of the box, which I think we need more people thinking outside of the box. It's like we should take one of the golf courses and turn it into a racetrack.
That never happens.
No, I know it won't happen, but think of it. You know, they have how many public golf courses?
Mm-hmm.
How many public drag strips do they have or raceway parks?
None.
Mm-hmm. So it's what they call equal access. It's like what the handicapped people did you know, in the 80s.
Yeah, but see, the handicapped people are organized. The racers are not.
Yeah.
That's the big problem.
But, you know, but if they're creative, you know, you could actually have two in one. Because think about it. The golf courses are only used during the days. Mm-hmm. And we can drag race at night. Right?
Yeah.
So why don't you make a multi-use facility? Get the biggest bang for your buck. And in the days you golf, at night you race.
I don't think it'll work that way.
You know, you put like you put the drag strip in the middle of the golf course and use it during the day as like you know, where you can golf cart path or something like that. And at night it's a racetrack.
Mm.
Why can't we do something like that?
Because your politicians have never saw the inside of a racetrack.
You know, we gotta think outside of the box. We get the most bang for our buck because all these golf courses, what's happening at night? Nothing.
Nothing. It's a waste of time.
You know?
Yep. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, George.
Aloha.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with your host, George Nita.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself. The way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles.
And still come out sounding like they're giving some kind of answer. But there, yeah. What I've noticed, George, and I'll end it here real quick, that there is no end to this because they're a self-serving group of people that are, you know, once they get in and they get into that whole system, politician that is either voted out or quit just becomes a lobbyist.
Mm-hmm.
So they're constantly looking out for themselves. The common people, we get what we get. We get the crumbs, you know?
That's right.
Be real about it, right? We're lucky we get what we get. And what do we get? Higher taxes. Mm-hmm. And on and on and on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why do we have higher taxes? Because they need more money to spend. They don't...
Mm-hmm.
They, George, you're so right every time saying they are not there to produce or to think of making money. It's just too much easier to take it away from us.
Oh, yeah.
The average...
Your wallet's wide open.
I know, and I...
They just help themselves.
I know it's horrible speaking this, but I know it's the truth, at least in my mind. It can bring you down if you let it, but you can't. You know, you just got to do the best you can, however.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob. Who's next?
Okay, we have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Dodge. I'd like to take a chance at the 1983 marathon. Okay. I would guess about 70% were local guys.
What percent?
70.
70. Call us back and try again. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay, we have Tony from Maui.
Hi, Tony.
Thank you, George, for taking my call. A little FYI, George, I just want to know that, have you come to know about that half-price filler-up club?
The what?
Half-price filler-up club, by any chance.
Half-price filler-up club?
Yes, it does diesel and gasoline half-price to the mainland, which is $2.60 on the mainland. They pay back $1.30 a gallon.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Have you heard about that?
No. First time I'm hearing it.
Okay, well, we want to, just for your own information, why don't you go on www.fillerupclub170.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fillerupclub170.com.
Okay.
And check it out.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hello.
Bye.
Okay. So, I don't think it'll happen here because why should they? We got nowhere to go. We got to buy from one source. So.
I wonder how this thing works, though. You think it's a card and you get punched out,
yeah,
and then when you...
But see, on the mainland, you have Exxon, Mobil, you got Chevron, 76, just a whole load of different oil companies, whereas in Hawaii, you only have Tesoro and Chevron that controls the whole market. So what choice you have, yeah? But anyway, we have to do something, folks, and the only answer that I have that would bring prices on gas down is ethanol. Without alternative fuel like ethanol, you know, what else we have? We have only the oil company. So at least give us a choice that we can go either way. Let me know what you think. 296-5467. Who's next?
We have Glenn from Waianae.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George.
What's up?
I've been listening to today. You got plenty of people saying the politicians. But, you know, the politicians, everybody know they only think of themselves. They're out there to make money because all of this payolas they're collecting. But they're not stupid. They're smart. That's why they're there. It's the people that keep voting them in.
Mm-hmm.
The people keep voting the same people in, you know, like you guys are saying, the newspaper, they only have like three guys in a debate, or they highlight one or two candidates when you have 10, 20 other guys running for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The people are stupid. Don't buy that crappy newspaper.
You know, yep.
Just don't bitch if you guys keep supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't believe this. It's not the politicians. They line in their pockets. Newspaper line in their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
So, the people, that's what I say. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
I'm probably going to give my car a flat tire now.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All
right. Okay, we'll be right back with George Benito, so stay tuned.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and if you have a question or comment to make or add in your two cents, give us a call. 296-5467. 296-5467. Okay? We haven't heard from Big Island in a long time. And Kauai. We never heard from Molokai at all. People listening there? Anyway.
Maybe they're too busy working.
Well, that's true too. Or they're too busy being homeless. One or the other. But what Bob said kind of makes sense, you know. How come we put all kind of money into helping that other country when we have our own people that are suffering? Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Anyway. I have an announcement for you, and please listen up. I was told that the Bluetooth that the lawmakers tell you to use so you don't use your cell phone while driving, the Bluetooth is bad for your brain. Do not use the Bluetooth. If you want to use a hands-free device, use one that attaches to the dashboard or the radio that you can just talk without putting a gadget to your head. It's bad enough using the cell phone, which is bad. Don't use the Bluetooth. Okay? It is really, really bad. So, you go figure. Okay, who's next?
We have Wayne, and he's visiting here, and he's from California.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi. You made a comment that ethanol might help the gas situation, but it was my understanding that to produce ethanol actually costs more than the benefits you get.
That is not true.
Well, it's not true.
No. I can tell you for a fact, I've been testing ethanol for 12 years.
Oh, I'm not disputing the fact that ethanol works. I just thought about producing it from the corn with the fertilizer.
I don't recommend corn. No. Wherever corn can grow, sugarcane can grow. And stock for stock, sugarcane produces more ethanol than corn. And sugarcane ethanol makes more mileage, more horsepower.
Oh, where can they plant the sugarcane?
Wherever corn can grow, sugarcane can grow. They're the same animal.
So we should push. I was thinking about natural gas. I mean, natural gas is plentiful, is cheap.
No, natural gas is hazardous. It's very explosive. Grand Prix, the Indy Grand Prix racers went to ethanol back in 2008 because of safety.
Right.
Less chance of explosion and fire.
And okay, well,
Brazil has been on ethanol for 40 years.
They've been through that. They tried everything. They tried natural gas. They tried everything. And ethanol was the best.
Because I know some of the bus companies and stuff in the mainland, they're using natural gas.
That's dangerous.
It has to be handled well. Yes, that's true. Okay, good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Donald from Pearl City.
Hi, Donald.
Yeah, I'd like to get the trivia.
Good luck.
40%.
Call us back and try again. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We have Anne from Waianae.
Hi, Anne.
Oh, hello, George. George, how much would a water pump cost? It's Nissan 1999.
99
Nissan? Yeah.
The water pump is cheap.
Uh-huh.
The installation is expensive.
Oh, I see. And then, give me a general idea.
You have to do a timing belt job.
Oh. So the water pump is the least?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
But if you're going to change the water pump, you change the timing belt.
All together, yeah?
Yeah.
And so that's what brings it up?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The figure is what? Astronomical?
About 900.
I see. That is?
For everything.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, George.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. So, yeah, you got the timing belt needs to be replaced, but the water pump usually should last a long, long time. If, that's the biggest American word, if you flush out your cooling system every 2 years and use good coolant, like Toyota, Nissan, Honda, those coolants are the best. Not Prestone. Prestone is the worst. Okay?
Well, why were you recommending her to do both timing belt and water pump?
Because they are attached together. You take off the water pump, you gotta take off the timing belt. So you may as well change everything.
So what if whoever she goes to does only one of them?
Then that's crazy, because you're gonna be doing the other one later.
And paying twice.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Steve Mix has his Saline Mustang with me, and he wanted to pull the intake and all that, supercharger, rebuild the supercharger, and there's a water pump exposed, and it's easily accessible with everything apart. Todd made the recommendation to change the water pump because it's right there. I mean, yeah, it's nothing wrong with it, but what if after you put everything back at 80,000 miles, it goes out again? It goes out. You got to do the whole job over. Same job. And Selena said, nah, no need to change that. It's not leaking. Leave it go. Oh, we'd be glad to leave it go because you're going to pay double the next time around. So you got to think. And it's a no-brainer. If it's right there, change it. That way you know it's going to go at least another 80,000 miles. Make sense? Instead of going another 10 and then you got to do it all over again, it doesn't make sense. Okay?
So most cars today have timing belts, not timing chain.
Well, the later models, 2009 and 10 and up, are going back to chain.
Because they found...
it's more reliable, and it's about time the manufacturers are thinking about putting quality into the car instead of quantity in the pocket. And that's why they're hurting. It's the quality.
Really?
Okay? Who's next?
We got Clarence from Macaulay.
Hi, Clarence.
Good afternoon, George. You saw last night news that Red Camaro, they're rebuilding from top to bottom, the 69.
No, I didn't.
And it's their selling price, $150,000 for that.
That's about right.
For that Red Camaro.
They're all about there.
And talking about Haiti, the Super Ferry Alaka is going to Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how much a gallon of gas in Haiti costs?
No.
$26 a gallon.
There you go.
then America is going to rebuild Haiti, no problem.
Hmm.
Where that city is a disaster.
So you got it.
I don't know how America is going to rebuild Haiti.
I was wondering that too, especially since we're something like $13 trillion in deficit.
Okay, thanks for calling,
Clarence. Take care.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers that called in and made the show what it is today. I'd like to remind you, patronize your sponsors. We need to help each other. You help the ones that help you. In other words, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Take care, drive carefully, and remember, spread the word about the Bluetooth and to watch and make sure the car stops before you walk out onto the crosswalk. Until next week, aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.